Well, I was thinking the other day at Christmas, I was talking about the gift that God had given to us. Some of you probably remember that. I was talking about the best. God has given us His best. You remember that? Some of you probably maybe do. And so I was thinking about that, and then I got to thinking about Easter, Resurrection Morning, more appropriately named. And I was thinking about the sacrifice. The sacrifice that God was willing to give to us human beings. The sacrifice of what? Of His Son. Here's my Son, sin-filled humanity, to die for your sin. The sacrifice of God. The sacrifice of His Son. The sacrifice of Jesus, where the Bible reminds us, He who knew no sin became our sin. And I'm thinking these last few days as we move up towards Easter of this sacrifice. Oh, what a sacrifice it was. Oh, what a sacrifice it was for God to say, here's my Son. Let the world destroy Him and crucify Him and let His blood be shed for the sin of humanity. What a sacrifice. You know, in the Old Testament, the sacrificial lamb was the thing that they brought. Shed His blood, atone for sin. But in the New Testament, it was Jesus. From the New Testament forward, it was Jesus, that sacrificial lamb. And as I've been thinking about this sacrifice, this heavy, heavy sacrifice that God provided to us in His Son, Jesus, I ask myself, and this is why I've entitled this morning's lesson, what kind of sacrifice do we give? You say, Jim, what do you mean? Well, I want you to pull out your Bibles. It's not going to be on the big screen today. I want you to pull out your Bibles and I want you to find Malachi. Now you say, Jim, I haven't been in Malachi a while. Well, it's not that hard to find. It's right before Matthew, last one of the Old Testament. If you don't have a Bible, there's probably one in front of you somewhere in one of those chairs. But I want you to follow along today. It's good for us to know where things are in our Bibles. It's good for us to have our Bibles. And so I want you to follow along in your Bibles. I'm going to Malachi today because I've been thinking about this idea. What kind of sacrifice do I give to God? Knowing full well, God has given His absolute best. He has given us His Son. He has given it all. He's laid down His life. He's shed His blood for us. And I wonder sometimes what kind of sacrifice do we give in return? And you might be thinking, well, I thought we don't sacrifice lambs anymore. We don't, and that's not what I'm talking about. I will bring it to our level here in a moment. But in Malachi, I think you know full well that Malachi is about 400 years before Jesus. It's the last book of the Old Testament. And God comes to Malachi and He says, I got a word for you, Malachi, to pass on to the children of Israel. The temple had been rebuilt. It's kind of a contemporary here of Nehemiah and Ezra. Some of the people had gone back to Jerusalem. The temple had been rebuilt. And there were some things going on amongst the Israelites once again that were wrong in God's eyes. And so He says to Malachi, I've got a word for you to tell the children of Israel. And here it is in Malachi chapter 1. Verse 1 says, an oracle, I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version today. An oracle, the word of the Lord of God, the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Now verse 6. God said, tell Israel, a son honors his father and servants their master. If then I am a father, where is the honor due me? And if I am a master, where is the respect due me? You see, they weren't giving Him His respect and His honor due Him because He was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He wasn't getting it from them. He breaks it down here and says, O priest who despise my name, you say, how have we despised you? We would probably say the same thing when God came to us. You're not giving me honor. You're not giving me respect. We would probably say, how have we despised you? Excuse me. Verse 7. God replies by offering polluted food on my altar. And you say, how have we polluted it? By thinking that the Lord's table may be despised. And they were probably thinking, what are you saying? What are you talking about? He breaks it down further. Verse 8. When you offer to me blind animals in sacrifice, is that not wrong? And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not wrong? Try presenting that to your governor. Will he be pleased with you or show you favor? Says the Lord of hosts. And so you might be thinking here, what is he saying? God is saying to the people of Israel, and I believe, friends, he's saying to us today as well. All I get is your leftovers, Jim, or Church of God. You're bringing me the blind sheep. You're bringing me the lame sheep. You're bringing me the crippled sheep. When my statute says, bring me the best lamb, and you're simply bringing me the rejects. You're bringing me the weak, the infirmed. You're bringing me, in today's terminology, in today's application, you're bringing me the leftovers. That's all I get, saith the Lord. I'm reminded of a story that Sherry told me when she was going to Bible study fellowship some time ago, when their leader said, someone in church approached somebody else and said, I've got a butterball turkey, really nice one, 25 pounds, and it's 3 years old. Can the church use it? Is that not the perfect scenario of what Isaiah or what Malachi is saying here? I got something for you, God. It ain't the best. I'm keeping that for myself. I got something for you. It's 3 years old. Yes, but it's big. It's 25 pounds. That's precisely the attitude that we take with God today. That is a reality, by the way, and that happens all the time. It's not good enough for me anymore, but I maybe can give it to the church. It's not good enough for my family to eat, but I maybe will give it to the church. And so we have this habit, we have this way of thinking today. Instead of bringing God our absolute best, we bring Him the rejects and the leftovers, and I keep the best for myself. We're guilty of the same things that they were guilty of the days of Malachi. And it's not talking about sacrificial lambs anymore. It's talking about giving our best to the living God. Verse 13. What a weariness this is. You say and you sniff at me, says the Lord of hosts. You bring what has been taken by violence, or is lame, or is sick, and this you bring as your offering? Shall I accept that from your hand, says the Lord? 14. Cursed be the cheat who has a male in their flock and vows to give it, and yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is revered among the nations. You see what he's saying, brothers and sisters? He's saying to us today in the 21st century, exactly what he was saying to Malachi about his children of Israel. You're cheating me. You've got better at home, and you're bringing me your cripples. You've got more time stuck in this and that and everything else, and I get just what's left over. He said, cursed be that cheat that saves all the best for themselves and all the best of this and all the best of that for ourselves. And you even vow to give me more. But I get the leftovers. I get the rejects. I get the weak and the lame and the infirmed. You see, friends, when I think of what God has given to us in His Son, the sacrifice of God for sin-filled humanity, me and you and people, He gave us His Son. He gave us His best. God gave us His one and only, the only sacrifice that would do. And I wonder what we give Him in return. I wonder, do we give the Lord our best? I wonder, do we give the Lord our best of our time, the best of our energy, the best of our talents, the best of our tithes? I wonder if we even give Him the best on Sunday mornings. I wonder sometimes when I think of this vast contrast that God has given to us. He's given to us everything in Jesus. And I wonder if we give the Lord the best in return. I heard Brother T.D. Jakes on a YouTube sermon just the other day. Every now and then I like to listen to him. He's quite a guy. I don't know if you know T.D. Jakes or not, but he's quite a guy. And he stood in front of his congregation in one of these sermons, and he's got thousands. I don't know how many. He's got thousands in that congregation. And he said, every one of you sitting here is to be, when you are born again, follower of Jesus Christ, every one of you are to contribute to the kingdom of God. He was talking to thousands and thousands of people. You'd think in a big old church, hardly anybody would have to do anything. And yet he explained to them that every one of us that is born into the kingdom of God has a contribution to make. He said to them, you're not just to sit here. You say, Jim, what's got this got to do with anything? Are we giving God the best of what He's given to us? Are we given the best of our time? He's blessed us with a talent. He's blessed us with an ability. He's blessed us with so much. Are we giving God our best? Are we giving Him what's left over? Are we giving Him the lame and the cripples and the stuff that, I can't really use this anymore? Maybe the church can. You see, friends, God was chastening the Israelites because they were bringing what they thought they could get by with. You still with me? They thought, I've got a better one at home here, but I'm going to bring the cripple. I got more time to give to the Lord, but I'm going to keep that to myself. He was chastening Israel here because they were bringing what they thought they could get by with. They knew better. They knew what the standard was. But their thought was the same as this 25-pound turkey. It should be good enough for the church. It should be good enough for God. There was a standard in their day for the sacrificial lamb. You remember the standard from Leviticus? Without defect, without blemish, perfect lamb. No broken legs, no bent ears, nothing. The perfect lamb is the one we're to bring. That was the standard. And they knew that. And now their offerings had been reduced to the lame and the blind and the maimed. And again, I spoke last week about a broken-hearted God because of sin. Again, out of a broken heart, God says, where is my honor? Church of the 21st century, which I make up, I'm as guilty as anybody, where, God is saying to us, is my respect? Where is my honor due? I wonder sometimes if we're not all guilty of bringing what we think we'll do and what we think we can slip by with. You say, Jim, what do you mean? Well, let me give you a couple of examples just to ponder. People tell me all the time, Jim, I believe. I believe in God. Well, that's good. That's wonderful. But so does the devil. And our belief, friends, have to take on a faith that moves us into action. Our belief has to move us and compel us, as Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. I have people have said to me, well, I give an hour once in a while to church. Isn't that good enough? I have people that have said to me, well, I throw in a few dollars in the plate every now and then. Isn't that good enough? I've had people tell me, well, preacher, I read my Bible and spent some time in prayer a couple of weeks ago. Won't that do? And I simply ask us the question today, brothers and sisters, is this the best we can offer? Is that the best we can do when God has given to us His best? When you offer, God says, blind animals in sacrifice, is that not wrong? And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not wrong? Try giving them to your governor and see how he likes it, saith the Lord. Friends, I've said it once, maybe twice, and let me just say it again. God has given the best sacrifice He could possibly give. He gave us His Son. His one and only Son. It's one of the first verses we have our Awana kids learn. John 3:16. His one and only Son. To sacrifice for our sin. Are we giving just our leftover time? Our leftover money? Our leftover talent? And sometimes, even if there is any leftover, brothers and sisters, that's not good enough. I'm not talking again about working our way to heaven or paying our way to heaven. I'm talking about being followers of Jesus because He has given us His best. We don't bring the best of our talents. Too often we don't bring the best of our time. Sometimes I wonder, it is applicable to me also, even if I have the best attitude. Sometimes we don't bring our best attitude, even to worship. God was not pleased with Israel. He'd brought them back. They were in captivity. You can read all about it. You know the story. He brought them back. He brought them back to Jerusalem. And He had His standard in place. And still, having just been to captivity, just been run over by the Babylonians, that was fresh in their mind, and still they didn't bring to God their best. I wonder what our IRS would say to us, each of us that owe them thousands every year. We came to them on April 15th and said, here's $20. Will that hold you? I wonder how our IRS would handle that. God's more important than the IRS. They might think they have more power, but God's more important than the IRS. What would our employers say if we say, go ahead and pay me for 8 hours now, employer. I've only worked 4, but go ahead and give me my pay. What would our spouse think when we give all of our time and our energies and our way too much money to something else or someone else? This is what God feels. I think we know the answers to these questions. And we must simply ask ourselves today, brothers and sisters, we're reminded at this Easter time of the sacrifice of God. And we must ask ourselves, am I bringing Him just to get by? Or am I bringing Him my best? He's not happy with just getting by. He's not happy with my leftover time or my leftover money or my leftover talent. He's not happy with that. It's clear in Malachi. And I want to ask us this morning as we get ready to close, am I bringing the best of my energy to the living God? Or does all my energy go into something else? Am I giving God the best of my time? I ask people all the time, are you spending time in the Word and in prayer? And the standard answer is, excuse me, not as much as I should be. And I normally reply to them, I'm probably not as much as I should be either, but I'm in it every day, not to try to earn my way to heaven, because I want to know more about Jesus. I want to know more about Him. I want to be obedient to His Word. I want to be a follower of Jesus. That's why I spend time in His Word. He wants the best of our time. He wants the best of our tithes. Chapter 3 says a lot more about that. We won't look at that at all today. But chapter 3 says a lot more about that. God told them, A boss gets his honor and a father gets his respect, and I, the living God, am not getting either one. You're shortchanging me, Israelites, he told them. And brothers and sisters, I'm simply asking us the question today, are we shortchanging God? He gave us His best. He gave us His Son. Are we bringing Him the 3-year-old turkey in return? I think God is calling out to His people, where's my honor? Where's my due? We get together with 3 other churches, 4 churches on a Sunday night to pray. Been doing it this whole Lenten season. And I think God is saying, where's my people to pray? I hope that we're not just bringing the leftovers to the living God. He's given us His best. And friends, if you've got something to take to the cross this morning, then take it to the cross of Calvary. If there's things in your life you need to repent about, maybe it's because we've been shortchanging God. Maybe it's because we brought the 3-year-old turkey. And I'm not trying to convict anybody if that's what you offered me. Maybe one time you did and I forgot. But I am telling you, if you're shortchanging God, you know it. And He knows it. And I know it. I know when I'm shortchanging God. This Easter season, recognize afresh and anew the sacrifice that God gave to us. The sacrifice that Jesus did for us. Let's give Him our best. Let me just say this before I close. This word is for people that have claimed to know Jesus Christ as Lord. If we have not been born again, we need to start there. We need to start by surrendering our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And when we have become His child because we have believed and received, then we owe it to the living God to give Him our best.